Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. When I was a child, my mother tried to teach me to share, as most any mother would instruct their child. All of us have childhood memories that stick out, and they become stories that we tell over and over. I even tell some stories to my kids of when I was a child. Like my friend Jason, when we were in first grade, we were supposed to bring our lunches to school and I didn't bring my lunch, and I was kind of ashamed actually that I didn't have my lunch, and ashamed because I didn't want to ask anybody for food or to tell the teacher that I didn't have anything. It was like a child's feeling of embarrassment.
Yeah.
And so I pretended like nothing, right? And then when lunchtime came, you know, everybody started opening up their lunches and were starting to eat. And my friend Jason, who was a big Howley boy from Australia, He looked at me and he said in his Australian accent, he said, "Danny, what? Where's your lunch?" And I said, "I'm not hungry today." He said, "What do you mean you're not hungry?" I said, "No, I don't want to eat." And he said, "You don't have any lunch?" I said, "No, I don't want to eat." Of course, my stomach was gurgling. You know, I would have practically maybe eaten some of the grass that was on the playground, right? And this is what he did. He didn't say anything. He opened up his lunch, and everything he had, he broke it in half.
Wow.
Aww.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And he put his sandwich in half, one side. And this is what I distinctly remember. You guys remember ever going to the store and seeing this cheese called Laughing Cow cheese?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I see. Laughing Cow cheese, you know, they used to come in these square foil.
Yes.
You know, with the cubes. Picture of the picture of the cow on it.
Right.
Very thin. But man, that cheese is very delicious. Mm-hmm. So he even broke however much Laughing Cow cheese he had, he broke that in half, and he put half of what he had there. And then he said, "Here, Danny, here's your lunch." This is first grade now.
Wow.
First grade. And I never forgot it. I always wondered what happened to my friend Jason. Of course, you know, he went back home, you know, after, you know, that was so long ago.
Wow.
But sharing. And it did something to me. And it's even one of those stories where my kids, they would tell me, they said, "Daddy, tell us that story again about your friend who gave you food."
Yeah.
You know? Well, today, you know, is a day of sharing, and this whole program, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, is really the heart of it, is the heart of sharing. Mm-hmm. And sharing so that we can bring people hope and love, mm-hmm. and that people can be brought closer and closer to God.
Yes.
Through faith in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of power in sharing. I love that story, and I like Laughing Cow cheese too. Very, very good. You know, Danny, it's really interesting that, you know, every day we come down here and we invite guests, wonderful guests that come in and share their stories with us. And, you know, I've often wondered that, never really heard your story, Danny, and I know you have a story. I've never heard it, and how wonderful it would be to hear Danny's testimony.
You know, I agree with Leslie Danny. I spent quite some time with you and never heard the full story. So today
is your day.
It is Danny's day to share.
So yes. The tables are turned.
The tables are turned. Yes, we get to ask the questions. And okay, we'll have Danny share.
And our listening audience, if you know you never heard Danny's story, stand by. You will definitely be blessed by what God has done in his life. So with that being said, Danny, where did you grow up?
Well, I'm a local boy. I grew up here in Hawaii. Grew up right here in my early days. It was in Mauna Loa, Mauna Loa Gardens. And grew up in my father is, his parents come from Okinawa. And so on my paternal side, I have some Okinawan roots. My mother is and I, you know, some people when they look at me, they have a hard time believing this because they don't see it. But see, my mother was half Hawaiian.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of Hawaiian nowadays.
Wow.
You know,
half
Hawaiian, half Hawaiian, half Chinese.
Wow.
In fact, my sister graduated from Kamehameha School, and my daughter goes to Kamehameha School. And people ask me when they say, "Where are your kids?" I say, "Well, my daughter goes to Kamehameha." They look at me. They go, "Daddy, I didn't know your wife was Hawaiian."
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, so that so it's Hawaiian Chinese. In fact, my great grandfather, his name is Charlie Chan Apana was his name.
That's your relative?
That's my great-grandfather. So the Hollywood character, Charlie Chan, was actually named after my great-grandfather.
Wow, this is fascinating. I mean, we haven't even got to the heart of this. And, and there's so much more here to track off of. That's amazing.
Yeah. So the you know, Honolulu Police Department,
yes,
he was
detective.
Known. He would ride a horse, right?
Wow.
And he would carry a whip. And he was pretty, you know, very skilled with that. Historical figure in Hawaii. But that's my great-grandfather.
Wow. So, Danny, you talked a bit about your mom and your dad. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have two sisters and one brother. They're all older. You know, I'm the youngest of four.
You're the baby.
Right, the baby. And I'm 8 years younger than my older sister.
Wow.
So it's like my parents had it all planned out, you know. Every 2 years, they had a child. And then...
Except for you.
8 years went by. So I always told my parents, I said, you know, that I surprised you. I don't think they planned on having me. And, you know, of course, my mom, Hawaiian Chinese woman, you know, she really babied me. I was her boy. Mm-hmm. And my brothers and... My brother and my sisters, they would complain. They would, you know, because I didn't do anything. They said, look, he's so spoiled. He doesn't do any chores. He never empties the trash. He doesn't do the dishes. You know, you're handicapping him, Mom. How is he going to survive?
Wow.
You know, and my mom would just tell him, you know, she would just tell him to be quiet because he's my baby. I'm going to raise him how I want. You know, so I was a spoiled kid. This is a funny one. My mom knew that I hated milk, so she bought ice cream, lots of ice cream, because she said, well, he has to have his calcium somehow.
Oh, you really had her.
She would buy me popsicles, popsicles, right? Every kid likes popsicles, but she would buy them for me, but she wouldn't tell me that you should eat them one at a time. So I would eat them by the boxes. And then I would irritate my sister because I would always put the empty box back in the freezer.
Oh, wow. That's terrible. You know, you come running home hot and you're just dreaming of that popsicle. You open it, you see the box, and then, there's nothing there. That Danny.
Yeah, Mom, he did it again.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that's funny. I don't like milk neither, so I was kind of the ice cream person myself.
Oh, I don't like milk either. Wow. I like chocolate milk. That was always good.
Yeah. Chocolate milk is always a good option.
That's always good.
Yeah. Danny, what are some memories of your childhood that influence you the most?
Well, you know, I have to go back and think. What really stands out to me is my dad.
Mm.
My dad. Mm. You know, my dad, I mean, even to this very day, but all my life, you know, my dad was a dad where when I would go to school, my friends, I remember kindergarten, first grade, my friends would tell me, Danny, I wish my dad was like your dad. Mm. I wish your dad was my dad, they would say. And, you know, there was this, we had a very close relationship. I mean, it's of course not void of discipline and strong correction. And, you know, I've had my moments, many, many moments, of, needing discipline. But my dad, raised me, you know, my dad and mom, they raised me. My dad, I remember when I was a baby, I saw a picture of the Bible.
Mm.
You know how babies, when they're babies, their hands kind of, mm-hmm. when they're lying on their back, mm-hmm.
yeah.
their hands are up.
Up, and you're kind of open,
yeah, yeah,
vulnerable.
Open, yeah. vulnerable. But he had a Bible, you know, right next to me in that picture.
Wow.
So, you know, he set a good example for me. There are, for example, I have a Father's Day message I use some biblical principles that apply to some of the things that my dad used to teach me.
Mm.
You know, how some fathers, they just say the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, even when they go home to be with the Lord, you're going to remember what dad would have said
yes.
in this situation because it was so concrete and so foundational.
Mm-hmm.
In the way. So my dad had a very big influence on me. I think early on he tried to shape my character, which continues to take a long time to develop. You know? I'm glad he started early. but he used to tell me things about being teachable.
Mm. Mm.
He says you can always learn something from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So be teachable. Mm-hmm. Don't think you're know-it-all. There's always, if you can learn one thing from somebody, it's worth it. You know, and you would even pay money for me to take certain classes or to get exposure. And one of the other things he would do, Carlos and Leslie, was, and I didn't know it back then what he was doing, but I recognize it now. If there was a famous speaker coming into town or a famous athlete coming into town that was going to appear somewhere, he would take me to go listen to this person speak or this person play a sport. My parents were kind of like that. They gave exposure, mm-hmm. exposure. I think the same way too. You know, it's that what you see. And there were even times that he would try to take me, if the speaker was good, he'd take me up afterwards to introduce me to them. This is my son. And you know, some Christian speakers sometimes they would just pray for me. After, and this is like unplanned, right? He just bring me up. I'm a little boy, and then he would also do these things where he would like take me around with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like the shadow, and I just watched what he would do and listen to how he would talk. And
you know, what's really I'm thinking about as I'm listening to you is he really taught by his actions and his behaviors. It's not so much telling you things as much as exposing you, and just acting out the kinds of behaviors and the life lessons that. Mm-hmm. That you have mm-hmm. living out,
yeah,
so important.
Yeah, that and you can actually tell, even in the way you speak when mm-hmm. you say your dad is like an humbling. It just humbles you and it brings a sense of peace in your life. Just to mention your dad,
mm-hmm.
and I've always noticed that with you. Whenever you said anything about your dad,
mm-hmm.
it had just this aura about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he was a person who. Not why he's still here. He's 76 years old.
Wow!
You know, and just over the years, one of the things I like about people that grow in age is that it gives younger people hope.
Mm.
Yes.
Especially when you grow with age and you grow with grace.
Yes. Yes.
You know, some people they get real grouchy. They mm-hmm. they become real. it's like they hate life more and more.
Yeah.
Yes. And then there are others that begin to love life more and more. They love people more and more. They keep changing. They keep, you know, and for him, he would always tell me, you know, it's the basic stuff. Focus on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look to man.
Yes.
Focus on Jesus. People will let you down.
Yes.
But no, nobody's perfect. You say, but focus on Jesus. It always go back to those basics. You know, I remember there are times when I would want him to tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like in the early years of ministry. Even sometimes today, you know, I want him to tell me. Basically, I want him to make the decision for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, pray.
Yeah.
Pray about it. Pray. And then sometimes I get a little bit irritated because I want him to tell me. But it was, you know, pray. Mm-hmm. And God will speak to you. And,
so. And you know, as we're coming up to Father's Day this week, and, you know, the gift of a present father, an active father
yes.
in someone's life, is not all as common. And it is wonderful. It's such a blessing. Your dad was active and present. A lot of times it's mom. You hear a lot about mom, and mom is there and wonderful. But dad, having dad be so active in your life,
you
Danny,
know, and
such a blessing.
And I got to, you know, talk about mom a little bit because, of course, my mom, she passed on early.
Mm-hmm.
She was only 60 years old. I was in my 20s when she passed on. But I need to talk about my mom because my mom brought an affection and you know, she brought an affection, a warmth, a loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
But she was also, she was a tell it like it is person. Where my dad would always give the kind of soften things up or be more, you know, just more gentle. My mom at times, you know, if she would, how we say, call a spade a spade. She would just tell it like it is. If it was a problem, she would address it. And what it did to me was, kind of showed me a certain kind of strength. Of course, it has had to be tempered because things could go way out of hand. But my mom showed me that too. Well, maybe after the break, you know, we can come back and share a little bit about my mom and some tender moments, especially what she went through, what I put her through. What I put her through, especially when I was a teenager.
All right.
It was real difficult.
Wow.
But, you know, Mom stood by me.
Yes, moms tend to do that, yes.
No matter what.
They do.
So, yeah. When we come back, I'll share more.
All right.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission Teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission Team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
I'll let you go there first.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, back here with my co-hosts today. They're actually the hosts. Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. Got to recognize our very, very generous sponsors who make this program available to you. And I hope that, you know, just a sharing in a very relaxed way will be that it's an encouragement and a blessing to you. Thank you to Dr. Kerry Ishihara, a Wahiawa dentist, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, dentist Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winard Family Dentistry, Bert Unical on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and Fran Villarmia Kahavai, Realtor of Properties International Limited. To hear more programs now we're doing this every day, you know, get your friends and family to listen in. They can check out some of the shows online at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We receive emails from there. Prayer requests come from there. You can share testimonies even from there. thegoodlifehawaii.org. And so get others to listen. And you can even go to kguradio.org and just streaming live, so people, they don't have to live in Hawaii to hear it. They can hear it anywhere, virtually anywhere in the world.
You know, Danny, we ended with you actually telling us more about your mom. We want to hear a little bit more about the lady that raised Danny.
Yeah. Well, my mom was a... And anybody who knew her knew that she had a... You know, she's a tough woman. She's a really tough woman. Mm-hmm. And in a way where she wasn't afraid to throw down if she had to throw down. Literally.
But mom went to school just right around the corner from here, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, our studio is in Kalihi. Yeah. And she went to Farrington.
Yeah.
My dad went to Iolani. So he's Iolani man, and my mom from Farrington, and you know, they, so she very, very loyal though. Mm-hmm. And always, mom was always going to help the underdog.
Mm. Wow.
If there was somebody in need, or, you know, I just, there's this quote that Benjamin Disraeli said. He said, courage is fire.
Mm. Mm.
Bullying is smoke. And my mom didn't like bullies, because she was always going for the person that was, you know, being bullied, and she would stand up.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
No matter what it took, you know, if it took made a scene, she would stand up.
Mm-hmm. Righteous courage.
That was righteous courage.
Yes.
And I hope to have some of that. You know, that some of that would rub off on me,
mm-hmm.
With my mom. And
wow.
A very affectionate. Very affectionate, very tender woman. And you know, because I was mama's boy, you know, and she suffered a lot. She had a lot of ailments throughout her life. And, you know, she passed away. She had a massive heart attack, but she had a kidney failure. She had a kidney transplant that came with every complication imaginable.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a rough life.
Wow.
And, You know, I remember growing up thinking, I always wanted to die before mom and dad. You know, the little kid doesn't want to die before. So I used to tell him, I said, no, I want to die before you.
Yes. Mm.
Because I didn't think I would be able to face the grief of having to go through that.
Wow. You know? Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, tell us about what you had mom going through in your teen years. Because although you were her baby, you had to be a teenager. And all teenagers are active. I'm dealing with mine right now.
Well, that, by the way, Carlos, this whole thing, I hopefully would give comfort to people because we're people, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of the Lord is that he's not dealing with people who are living in some fantasy land that has no point of reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is life, and it comes with all the bumps and scratches and cuts and gaping holes that come in life.
Right. It's like Jesus said, he didn't come for those who were well, but he came for those who were ill and sick in our soul.
Yeah. And which one of us isn't sick in some way?
Yes.
That's right.
And everyone has a past, you know? And so,
tell us about yours.
Yeah, well, we might not have enough time.
That's okay.
Yeah, take your time.
But
this might be long.
Yeah, we may have to go to two shows.
Two shows.
But you know, with mom, and with Gloria, what I put her through is my parents. You know, I'm the youngest of four, and you know. Raising kids, now, I'm the youngest, so they were more seasoned.
Mm.
You know, my brother and my sisters, they could tell me stories of how they were raised. That's different than how I was raised.
Yes.
Because parents are, it's like learn as you go, right?
Yes.
So on the job training. So you adapt, you adjust along the way, you know, as your parenting, financial situations change.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, earning power grows over time because of your experience and the development of your expertise in the marketplace, whatever industry that you're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was different. There were different pressures that they had and different things that my brother and my sisters went through and things that they put my parents through as well.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I think the biggest thing was... Well, let me just mention this, that when I was 8 years old, my father led me to Christ.
Wow.
You know, how we talk about the influence of my dad. You know, when I was eight, he led me to Christ. We lived in Waunalua. Mm-hmm. My dad used to drive a big blue Buick LeSabre. It was like kind of like the Beast car. It was a huge V8 engine, gas-guzzling car. And we were in our garage, and, you know, as a kid, he would tell me stories about Jesus. And I loved to hear these stories about Jesus. I grew up, I was, you know, virtually born into Kalihi Union Church, right here in Kalihi. And my dad would tell me Jesus stories, and I was like, Daddy, tell me stories about Jesus. And Jesus was my hero. I thought, wow, it's just incredible. The stuff that Jesus did, could turn water into wine. He can heal the blind, make the blind see, bring the dead to life, feed thousands of people out of five loaves and two fish. You know, Jesus. At the age of eight, my father, in the garage, in our car, led me to Christ and shared the gospel with me. It was kind of like, almost like a forced spiritual law, you know. Now, 8 year old, you can't, you know, it's not like I was proficient in my reading skills, you know, fully at that time. But he explained to me that Jesus died for my sins, that, you know, he rose again from the dead, and that if I put my trust in him, that he would come and live inside my heart. He said, do you want to receive Jesus into your heart? And I said, yes. And at the age of eight, he led me in a prayer, a prayer which I have since led literally thousands of people in the years of my ministry by the grace of God, in Hawaii and all over the world, different states all over the world. Same basic prayer, to just a prayer expressing a heart to receive Christ and to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. But what does an 8-year-old know about sin, right? and the power of sin and the destructiveness of sin?
Right.
Well, between the ages of 8 and 18, I began to taste it and learn what it is to what sin is and the power of sin and the destructiveness of sin, and it led to a place where. For me, it as I reflect on it, a place in my life and a circumstance and a situation in my life that has changed my appearance. It changed me from the inside out. It changed the way I think, changed the way I feel. It literally changed the course of my life, what happened. And it affected my family. And, you know, it's since affected others as well. Hopefully, and as time continues to move forward in a positive way. But it was a very dramatic, should have been tragic. It was called tragic by some key people. Mm. But God intervened. Mm. And when we come back from our break, I'll share a little bit more about it. So I hope as you're listening that you're still with us. And when we come back, I'll share more of my story. And I'm looking at my co-hosts. They're the hosts today. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for them. And I'm grateful for you. Because, you know, life is a gift. Today is a gift. Mm. A gift from God to you and to me. Let's thank God for it. Let's appreciate it. And let's appreciate all those who are in our life right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's hand. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886, before airplanes were even invented. Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with a good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here. You know, this is a very special day. I think there's a grace that's on us. And part of what we feel the Lord is allowing us to do is to expand the reach of our broadcast. Mm-hmm. You know, our broadcast doesn't only air live at 2 o'clock every day. It's, like I said, streaming live. People can go online and listen to it.
Yes.
Wherever you are. Mm-hmm. Whatever time zone you're in.
Yes.
But then it also rebroadcasts again at 12 midnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for what I call our insomniac audience, people that cannot sleep for whatever reason, mm-hmm. maybe you're burdened with something, or you're having a sleepless night. Well, tune in, or you can ask somebody to tune in, and we could minister at that time as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, we got some very generous sponsors who have stood with us. You can see them on our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. Their banners are rotating there at the front. We've got some different shows in the past that we're showcasing, people can listen to. Mm-hmm. And you know, we want to hear from you too. Like, if there's a particular point of interest that you have, if there's some way that we could make our broadcast better for you, that you have a suggestion. Maybe you know of somebody that you think would be a great testimony for people to hear. Well, how would we know unless you tell us?
Yes.
You got to let us know and just send us an email. Mm-hmm. And then some contact information, and we can follow up that way. But we just want you to feel like, you know, you're like with us.
Yes.
You know, you're with us. We're a family, a community together. And whether it's in your car or at your workplace or at your home, wherever it might be. Mm-hmm. You know, one of our guests, in fact, one of our guests, he's a leading businessman here, recently told me that he was sharing somebody from the Halawa prison heard him when he was listening to our show and actually followed up, and how that person's testimony gave this prisoner, wow, this inmate, mm-hmm, hope.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, the radio waves are reaching into, mm-hmm, you know, far distant places. But we want to stay in contact, so it's not just a one-time thing. We can be in connection with each other through all these different mechanisms, mm-hmm, that are available today.
You know, Danny, we were actually moving along to your teen years and what God done with you from that point on. And everybody that's listening will be blessed. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And everybody gets the opportunity, to include myself, of hearing the story from the man that now birthed the program, The Good Life, because God provided you with a good life.
Mm-hmm.
Please continue.
Well, good life, you know, sometimes somebody might say, you know, you don't know what the good life is until you have the bad life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes,
you know, the rough times. You know, at the age of 8, I told you I received Christ. It's interesting. At the age of 8, I also started playing tackle football.
Mm.
Now, I grew up loving the sport of football. My father was a great football player. He earned some very high honors, and so did my brother. My brother was a scholarship player for University of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, you know, I'm the youngest. I was given some athletic abilities. I thought, I'm going to surpass. So I had some dreams, mm-hmm, of grandeur,
mm-hmm,
and I also had some opportunities to train with Hawaii's best,
mm,
while I was still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
These were in college and play for the NFL. Mm-hmm. I would have the privilege of training with them over the summers. So that was, you know, kind of my dream. What happens between 8 and 18? A lot. 10 years. The glory of being a young athlete, you know, having friends. You know, how they, in school you get categorized, right? The jocks, the brains. And in Hawaii we got the surfers. Mm-hmm. Back then there were what was called the toy boys. The guys would have these souped up cars. And then you got, there's the guys who might be, they're known as, you could call them druggies or they take time off to do what they do, you know, and then you got the glamour queens that hang out. And so it's there everywhere, right? And in school.
Yes.
But sometimes the jocks get the attention, right? And I got, as I grew older, I started thinking, okay, you know, at the age of 8, 9 years old, I had this feeling that God wanted me to do something special. Mm-hmm. I just had this sense that God was going to do something. And I would get in trouble a lot in school. And this kind of hopefully gives an encouragement to parents who get this report from teachers. Because I would always get written up that I wasn't paying attention in class. Mm. Danny is always daydreaming. He's looking out the window. He doesn't know what's happening in class. But I was a dreamer. I was always, you see, dreamers become visionaries in the future.
Exactly.
If they can convert the vision into something that's tangible and that benefits people. Well, I would always be dreaming. And I had a very poor work ethic, especially when it came to academics. But I began drifting away from the Lord, basically. Mm. And I started to think more and more and more, as a selfish child would, about myself. And as a result of that, I made decisions and mistreated people and did things that I shouldn't have done.
Right.
And hurt people that I wish I didn't hurt. And if, you know, sometimes I think if I could go back, and there have been some that I've actually apologized to, if I have the opportunity, I do. In some cases, I've sought the opportunity just to make things right. You know, because now I know things about healing, restoration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So 8 and 18, at the age of 18, I was a senior at Iolani School. And, I take it back, when I was 15, I had injured myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I said I love football. Now that I look back, man, football, you get really busted up in football.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I like baseball because there's more longevity.
Yeah.
You can keep on playing it. But football, it's a gladiator sport. You know, it's tough. But I hurt my knee. My junior year, playing at the Aloha Stadium, and I had to go visit the orthopedic surgeon. My senior year, I came back. I was a captain of our varsity football team, and I re-injured myself. Mm. You know, I told you I had dreams of grandeur.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with my injury, I had a very difficult time handling it. Because, see, I was lining myself up with plans that I had set for my future. Mm-hmm. Remember, I talked about God wanting to do something. God put something on my heart early on when I was at Kalihi Union Church.
Yes.
One of my great heroes of the faith is a minister by the name of Reverend Stan Johnson. He was a senior pastor at Kalihi Union Church at the time, and I admired him, and I thought, man, it was like when I was by him, I felt like I was close to Jesus, you know? Mm-hmm. And to be a person like him one day. But then I drifted. 18, got very much into myself and my own ambitions, maybe hoping to get a college scholarship, and just not really looking too far ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Just living a very short-sighted life. But then when I got hurt, I was startled by reality. And, one of the things I used to do at that time, because I, you know, I couldn't play anymore, was I would go to the Pali Lookout. Anybody from Hawaii or visits Hawaii knows how beautiful and majestic the Pali Lookout is.
Yes.
And it is, to me, always that place where, even when I go back today, it's not only just a place of grandeur, superlative beauty, but it became a place where I became very close to that place in more ways than one. Mm. I had just turned 18, and what I would do is I would go there to sort of process. I didn't know what process was like. I think I was in depression at the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, you know, because my life was all changed. Yeah, no, it wasn't. And it's not like I had a great academic background to fall back on. Or I'll get a scholarship because of academics. Or I even had, my father was a real estate appraiser. He had retired as the chief appraiser for FHA. And then he had his own business. And he was kind of grooming me to work with him in the family business. But, and that's the whole thing. I was going to be, not only I wanted to play football, but I wanted to be very, very rich. And so, okay, if this is the way, and I was thinking about going in to play to schools to major in business so that I could go into business and become wealthy. But there was no reason for wealth. It was just wealth for pleasure's sake. A very narcissistic life, and a life that was surrounded by self-pleasure. That was the kind of thinking I had. I remember even one day my dad told me, he said, he heard the brashness in the tone of my voice, and he rebuked me for the way that I was behaving and the way that I was thinking and how I was talking. Kind of like I'm impervious. I can take on the world kind of attitude. Well, remember how I told you my mom? My mom was very straight. One day she was taking me to school. And I know this might sound a bit outrageous, but she's driving me, and I said, "Mom, mommy, look at me." "Look at me, Mom." And she said, "What?" I said, look. She said, "Yeah, what?" I said, "Mom, I'm so handsome." And you know what she said? She looked at me, she said, "You better shut up. Don't you know that God could take that all away just like that?" And she snapped her finger. Now, I don't know what she thought about it, because weeks later, something very dramatic happened.
Wow.
And when we come back, I'll tell about it. I'll tell that story. It kind of shakes me up just thinking about how, you know, in the face, the scripture says that pride goes before a fall.
Yes.
Pride goes before a fall. And boy, did I take a fall. Did I take a fall. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'll share a little bit more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-hosts. Well, today they're the hosts. Master Sergeant Cambry and Leslie Silva. An interesting thing during the break, we were talking, and I guess we found out we're all babies of the family, huh?
That's right.
We're all the young ones.
And we all don't like milk.
And none of us like milk except for chocolate.
Oh, so Danny, I mean, we're just like intrigued here, listening to you talk about, you know, growing up, your teenage years, difficulties there, your knee, and then your life taking a turn, and, you know, you're thinking about, gee, it's not the way I planned what's going to be happening. And then you talk about, you know, wow, good looking, huh, Mom?
Yeah.
And then Mom talking to you about, you know, how that's so temporary, could be taken away just like that. And that leads us up to a time in your life, a very pivotal time in your life that literally changed the course of your life. Take us there.
Well, you know, I would go to the pali, like I said, right? Kind of trying to process what I was going through. And I wouldn't just go to the lookout. You know, that was the Pali lookout leads, you know, you go there, there's a road. That's the old Pali road. That's how people would actually go to the windward side of Oahu back in the day.
Right.
So I would actually walk down that road, down that old Pali road. And, you know, the tourists and everybody there at the lookout.
Right.
But I would walk down the road all the way to the very end.
Mm.
And I would go there pretty frequently, and I would hike down there, and I would just, I would have solitude. I would be alone. Now, a teenager going to these places just to, and it was also at a time when I found myself, I would take these long walks and just thinking, I guess, and just processing stuff in life. But I found this really neat place there. And I thought, man, this would be a great place to bring my girlfriend.
Mm.
I was dating a 16-year-old girl at the time. She was a junior in high school. And so in December, it was December 22nd, I took her to the this place. It was a Sunday. Took her to the Pali Lookout. I said, hey, you got to take a look and see this place that I found, and we ended up hiking into the Pali Ridge, up the back of the ridge, to the point where we were, we had climbed up. There was no trail. We were just climbing, hiking up the back of the ridge. Mm. And wow. We ended up hiking to the point where we were so high up that we were so high above the lookout. And if you look at the lookout, then, you know, the Pali tunnels, mm-hmm. right? The cars are driving by. The cars were very tiny. And, of course, the sun went down because the sun goes down early during Christmas time, right. December, winter time, right?
Right.
And, you know, I was leading up to this, I had just bought a brand new suit because I was getting ready for my winter prom, mm-hmm. the winter ball, we mm-hmm. called it back then. And we were getting ready for that. But here, this Sunday, I took her there. We ended up hiking up the back of the ridge. Before that, I had made lunch for my mom, her favorite lunch. I made it for her. She said, where are you going? I said, oh, I'm going to take my girlfriend. I'm going to go to, where are you going? And I said, we're going to go to the Pali. What are you going to do at the Pali? She said, you have no business being there. What are you going to do over there? And, you know, in my young, defiant way, I just kind of brushed it off. And so anyway, we were there, and we ended up hiking, climbing up the back of the ridge. When she, we were actually going up, we were so high, we thought, it's already getting dark, we should probably go over the very top of the ridge.
Mm.
By now, we're doing a free climb. No ropes.
Wow.
No safety, you know, those latches, I don't even know what the proper term is, the links, nothing, just a free climb. And you know, remember I told you I was kind of a brash, proud person, right? I had taken my shirt off. I was in pretty good condition, and I was scaling, kind of like Spider-Man. We were scaling the sides. She was beneath me.
Gosh.
We were trying to scale to the very top to get over the top because we thought there might have been a trail down on the other side, which may have led us closer to the parking lot where the Pali Lookout is.
Mm-hmm.
So by now, we're about 300 feet above the lookout.
Wow.
The ridge. So if you go to the Pali Lookout and you're looking over the vast expanse of the Windward Oahu and you look back and while the wind is howling and blowing.
Look up.
You look up. We were up
there.
At the very top.
Wow.
When she apparently grabbed onto one of the roots or rocks. We're just about 10 feet from the top. She apparently grabbed onto one of the roots or rocks that I had loosened. And she fell.
Wow.
20 feet below me. 20 feet below me. And she said, Danny, just go over the top. Go get help. But, you know, I wasn't going to leave her there by herself. So I made a decision. As we all make decisions in life. But I think we're going to have to carry on this this time of sharing for our next broadcast. So I hope you would stay with us. You know, I'm here with my co-host, Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. But we'll be back tomorrow to share more with you about this story that hopefully it's a blessing, a gift from God to you, and it will uplift you and encourage you.
You have been listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro, along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. We hope you have enjoyed our show and that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave